them. And God said, and God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Amen. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the bird of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the surface of the earth. So we said, God's mission field is the earth. Is that what we said? And the mission is towards man. Right? Okay. God's mission is towards man, and God will use man to reach man. Remember all that. Hallelujah. God will use man to reach man. So God's mission field, God's mission work is on the earth. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 36, he said, I will just jump down to verse 18 to 39. He said to them, he said, the harvest is truly truly plenteous. See, but the laborers are few. So pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers. So God will say, God is always sending laborers into his harvest. He's always sending laborers. So your laborers, who is also men, he calls, Paul will call them workmanship. Or we'll call him, called us fellow laborers with the Lord. Amen. So, man is both God's laborers, and man will also be God's mission field. Hallelujah. 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 So we began looking at the old and the new prophets yesterday. 1 Kings chapter 13. 1 Kings 13 quickly. The old and the new prophets. Hallelujah. Look at verses 9. This is what the Lord said to the old, to the new prophet, the younger prophet. He said, for so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, say, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor son again by the same way which thou camest. That was the word of the Lord to the young prophet. Amen. Amen. That was God's word. But he was deceived. Glory to God. And he disobeyed God. He was deceived by the old prophet. He was deceived. And he died. That was costly. So that means the younger prophet traded the word of the Lord, traded his obedience for what we call social media influencers today. He traded his call, his obedience to God. Hallelujah. He traded that obedience. He traded it. You know, the Bible didn't talk about the old prophet watch. He spoke about the younger one, how he even died for disobedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means no matter the cost, you must stay obeying God. Remember I told you, something you see is that the old prophet was not his pastor. The old prophet was not in the same local church as him. The old prophet is just any random guy that say God said to him. Any random guy. You now traded the word of the Lord for that. Traded the word of the Lord. Earlier years in ministry, I'll share this story. Earlier years in ministry, when we just started the world ministry and was so lovely, I heard, in fact, because that was around 2005 to 2009-10. You know, we just started, yeah, we had ups and downs, we had tough times. We still have tough times today too. Hallelujah. Tough times aren't going to stop. They are not going to stop. It is part of the work. Amen. So I remember people, in fact, I had several offers Listen to me. Several offers to convert our church to other people's church. In fact, there's a dear man of God that is known in Nigeria. Someone offered me to take me to the man, and I'll just convert our church. What we're doing then? Right? To that man's ministry. The person spoke to me about recognition. That's what the person told me about recognition, about the influence and affluence that I would have. And I told him, no. Just like what David said to Saul, I don't know how to do this one. This one, no, it's not part of the plan. Imagine I disobeyed God because of the persecutions we were having then. We won't be sitting down here today having GPLR. You and I won't be here. This is close to about 18 to 19 years now. You and I won't be here sitting down. Won't be here. Maybe I would have been somewhere flying one private jet and forgetting that there was a real call. Amen. That was a real call that I've missed. I won't be staying here talking like this. I won't even meet you. So that means there is a cost to obedience. There is a cost. And that offer didn't come once. So. Amen. The offer didn't come once. But there is a cost to obedience. There's a cost to obedience. Hallelujah. But I remember one time that I sat with another pastor. And the pastor was trying to convince me, seeing what we're doing. And I told him, I said, I know what God said to me. How would I say to you? This was in 2008. This one, I remember the time very well. I said to him, I know what God has said to me. And that's what I'm going to follow. The person felt offended. I said, no. I heard what God said to me clearly. That's what I'm going to follow. Glory to God. That's what I'm going to follow. Amen. Amen. I've had someone to also tell me to come and minister in his church. I said, no. God didn't ask me to. I have to obey God. Hope you're following me. I have to obey God. No matter the cost. You see, we'll get into somewhere. Amen. The Bible says the new prophet, or the younger prophet, was found under an oak tree. Somebody that's supposed to be going home. He was found under an oak tree. Maybe meditating, oh God. What is this? Look at the kind of heavy sweet meal I've missed. He missed God. Amen. He missed God. Another person is Daniel. Look at Daniel 1 quickly. Look at Daniel. Daniel. Hallelujah. From verse 7. Daniel 1 verse 7. He said, unto whom the princes of the Enoch gave names. For he gave Daniel the name Belteshazzar. And, okay, let's just look to verse 8. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. nor with wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the priest of the Enoch that he might not defile himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he chose to obey God. I will not defile myself. I will not eat the king's food. I will not defile myself. No, I will not. I will not walk in disobedience. That's what it is. I will walk in disobedience to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will not walk in disobedience. I will stay at my duty post. I will stay on God's work. You see, when it comes to obeying God, obey God and don't think about the implications. Just that's how a believer should behave. Have you seen a sheep following the shepherd before? Have you seen a sheep following shepherd before? Just be going. Not thinking of whether water is going to... No, I'm following the shepherd. That's the path. That's the shepherd. I'm just going. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. Be that way. Don't try to think it. Don't try to say, oh, let me even consider it. Don't be like the young prophet. It was when he sat under the oak tree that the older prophet met him. He would have gotten home. When he sat to look at Facebook posts, we were just scrolling through Facebook posts. Then he saw VDM. Just going through Facebook posts. Amen? Then he saw something and listened to it. And that man changed his life for worse. Glory to God. When he was just going through TikTok, then he saw a link. He was supposed to be doing evangelism, fasting. He was supposed to be fasting and praying. It was supposed to be his time for chain prayer. It was supposed to be his time to pray for church. But he said, let me just use 5 minutes first. That 5 minutes that he wanted to use defined the rest of his life. Don't be that way. Hallelujah. Don't be that way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that means you have to obey God in your local church. You know, sometimes some of us will just say, oh, let me just do it like this. At least I'm still obeying God, but I'm adding some ajasa. You know what is ajasa? I'm obeying God, but I'm adding some things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Half obedience is not obedience. Obedience is obedience when it is complete and it is absolute. Don't say, I have started. Halfway obedience cannot be obedience. Look at 1 Samuel. We have someone who had selective obedience, incomplete obedience. His name is Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 15. He had a selective obedience. 1 Samuel 15, quickly. 1 Samuel 15. I'll just take out some scripts, some verses for us to read because of time. Look at verses 2. 1 Samuel 15, 2. Said, thus saith the Lord of hosts. This is Samuel speaking to Saul. I remember that which the Amalekite did to Israel, how they laid wait for them in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go. Are you with me? Now go and smite the Amalekites and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not. But slay both man and woman, infant, suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. So God said to Saul, through Samuel, to go and destroy the Amalekites totally. Can you see that? How? Totally. Look at verses 9. But Saul and the people spared Agag. Agag is the king. And the best of the sheep and the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was veiled, they refused and destroyed utterly. This is selective obedience. Can you see it? This is what? Selective obedience. Halfway obedience. You got there, you saw other things. Amen. Amen. Halfway obedience. Glory to God. Halfway obedience. Halfway. Look at what happened in verse 13. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. I have obeyed God. That's what he was saying. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this blessing of the sheep in my ears? Say, have obeyed God. What is all this mess that I'm hearing? Amen. And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best sheep. He had confidence. They have obeyed God. The people spared the best sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord God. He's trying to twist it. You know that we took it to come and eat. We wanted to sacrifice it to... You know, sometimes some people are like that. You think God is your father at home. That you can just give small lamba. You want to lamba God. You want to lamba God. He says that we can sacrifice it to God. He thinks if somebody hears it, oh, you have done well. No. Amen. 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 So Samuel began to rebuke Saul in verse 17. He said, as Samuel said, when thou was little in your own eyes, in your own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribe of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? So when thou was little in your eyes. So that means Samuel had to remind him. Remember when you came to look for your oxen and you were seeking for the seer, how you were humble. Now you are now king. Amen. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves how we were. Were you not little in your own eyes? Amen. And the Lord sent thee on a journey, and he said, go, utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Whereof, then thou did not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and did evil in the sight of the Lord. So that means half obedience is not obedience. Selective obedience is not obedience. Amen. Let them not say, I did not go out for evangelism. They want to go out for evangelism and spend 2 hours. Let them not say, I did not go, Sha. You just carried your Bible. At least it's evangelism. I walk around 2 streets. You didn't say anything to anybody. You came back home. I didn't meet anybody. Let them not say, I did not go out. That is selective obedience. Hallelujah. Hope you are hearing me. Selective obedience. Obedience. Selective obedience. And look at 20. He says, and Saul said to Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I have gone the way of the Lord sent me. And I have brought Agag, the king of... It's as if he has chewing gum in his ears. They say, utterly destroyed. He said, I have obeyed God. I went now. I brought back this thing so that I can do what? I have destroyed the Amalekites. I brought back this one so that we can sacrifice it unto the Lord. Verse 21. Look at blessings. And Samuel said, had the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. See, for rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had rejected thee from being king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Disobedience. Did he go or did he not go? Did he go or did he not go? Are you not in church? Did he go or he did not go? He went. Right? He did what? He went. Did he obey or disobey? He disobeyed. That means selective obedience is disobedience. Hope you hear me. Hope you hear me. Selective obedience is disobedience. When you are playing to the gallery, you are doing things for the optics to impress people. That is it. That was what Saul was doing. He wanted to impress the people. God told him to destroy everything. He got there. The people wanted. He wanted to be a good king in the sight of the people. He wanted to be a good pastor to his people. He wanted to be a good brother in church to the people. So he decided to disobey the authority of God in the local church and to please somebody in the local church. He wanted to just look like a nice brother at the expense of the obedience to God's authority. At that expense. Hope you hear me. We have another example like this in scripture. Who? Aaron. He wanted to look good to the people. He wanted to look good. I remember a story that Pastor Shegu said one time. He said he attended the church, actually Christ Embassy then. He went there, and the day we went to the church, somebody took him there. The person that invited him there, because their own service was usually in the evening then at first. So that was years ago. So in the 90s. So when they got there, the pastor, Pastor Chris, was rebuking some members in church for their attitude. So he was rebuking them, and that rebuke was so strong. Then at the end of the service, now everybody, don't leave anybody, go home. You know, everybody went home sober. Then he said that evening, the boy that I took him to the church now came to his room, to his house, to ask him, hey, Edmond, emoji hafa. Hey, that thing that emoji said, how did you see it? How do you reason it? Does it or should a man of God? You know those kind of talk. A man that he can do good. What is your opinion? Or your man is asking for opinion. What is your opinion? Amen. What is your opinion? And then the man of God, Pastor Chris, I see Pastor Chris, Pastor Shegu, now responded back. I told him to get out of his house. Carry your cross and leave my house. But I will look nice to you and disobey God. Amen. Sometimes we need to learn it. Come here with me. We need to learn that. He's my childhood friend. We came to church together. Why will I be? Shut up. You are in church now. Amen. The person that brought Pastor Wisdom to church is no longer in church. call it like this, his discipler now needs to be discipled. Imagine now say, the person that brought me to church, he's no longer in this church. The person that won me for Christ, he's no longer here. So, what am I still doing here? Let me still be going. Amen. Selective. Do you see that? But some people are that way. Very impressionable. You are disobeying God so that you want to please a sister. Why am I saying sister? You want to please a brother. God said, go for the meeting. Go for the meeting. Go! Wear your clothes and go! Go that way! He said, ha! A sister will be there. Lord, just give me 3 minutes. Let me spray perfume. Lord, give me 2 minutes. Let me use shawl. So that the fragrance will be the fragrance that looks like from you. Let us pray. Pray and say, Lord, I will not disobey your voice. I would not trade my obedience for friends. I will not trade my obedience for any man. I will obey your word to the latter. I won't trade your obedience to the good for the optics law. That I will stay obeying. Pray. Pray that prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look up. The same thing was what Aaron did. In Exodus chapter 20, God warned them, you will have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a graven image. A graven image. By Exodus 32. The Bible says that Moses went up to meet with God, and the people again. I would like to call it today the mobs. The who?
Mobs.
The TikTokers. I heard another one. The Twitter. The Xers. When they come for your life, they say they will X you. The Xers. The draggers. They are the ones that can drag. Someone said if they drag you on X, you better you commit murder. You go and commit suicide. The X's, they can X. Glory to God. I remember during NSAS, people were writing, let's take NSAS to church on Sunday service. Who were saying it? It was not God that said people should carry placards and put NSAS in church. It was, some churches did it. They were praising those pastors and saying, these are the real men of God. Men of God that are lending their voice. That are lending their voice to the masses. They were these are men of God. Ah! May God save us from this generation of vipers. These are men of God! And you that did not allow answers in your church, you are now who? Men of Satan. Amen. Don't allow anybody pressure you. Don't let anybody pressure you. Obey God. Amen. Some men of God. They're the ones that stood up to the government. They stood up. I was correcting someone. I said the role of ministers of God is not towards the government. I said it. It's not towards the government. So those are the men of God. You know, during the last, I think it was this strike or whatever. Anyway, and somebody was saying, where are they? Pamela said, where are the Oyedepos? Where are the Adeboyes? They are not putting their voice. They don't care what will suffer. Are you the one that called them? Are you the caller? Have you not become their God? They were there. They should put their voice out. Put their voice out for what? Is that part of their call? No. I'm going to say something to that. Amen. Some of you didn't. Why did Herod cut the head of John the Baptist? Have you ever asked yourself, where to put his mouth on what does not concern him? What God did not send him to put his mouth. He went to add his mouth. And Jesus did nothing. Jesus is his cousin. Father, what did Jesus do? He left town. He didn't leave town. He didn't leave town because of fear. He left town to go and mourn. He left town. Gone. Jesus did nothing. Amen? Aha. So, give yourself brain. Someone said, but in the Bible, the prophets will go and meet the king. I said, which king do they go to meet? The king of other nations or the king of Israel? He said, king of Israel. Then, it's now we are coming to the same thing. Who is the king of Israel? Go and read your Bible in Deuteronomy 17. The king of Israel is who we call pastor today. The king of Israel is not like the kings of other nations. Even God warned them that the king of Israel will not be like the kings of other nations. So the king of Israel is a pastor, is a teacher of God's word. And the person who is the ruler of your countries to the countries today, they are not pastors. So mind your words, mind yourself. Amen? It was not hard. When they obeyed the mobs, the mobs stood turned at them. Now they're telling the same people that they obeyed. So also came away to the same people that they obeyed. Amen. What am I saying? You know that period when they were doing that, I now wrote on my wall. I said the church is not where you carry ENSAS placards. You want to carry ENSAS placards. And I support the movement of ENSAS. But you must understand the church is not a place for that rubbish. Yeah. And then that post of mine began to go viral. Amen. But I'm not going to bulge because men said this is what it should be. We should obey God. What do you mean? And not be like Aaron. And not be like Aaron. After God has said, you shall have no other gods before me. You don't make yourself a graven image. Aaron! In Exodus 32. Look at it. And Aaron said in verse 2 to them, break off the golden earrings which are in your ears of your wife. Aaron the prophet. Too. Verse 1, he received them at their hands and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made a molten calf and said, this be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. The same Aaron that was a prophet to Pharaoh. The same Aaron that heard from Moses and spoke towards Pharaoh, and he saw the wonders of Jehovah. He made a golden calf and said, This be the God that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Why? He was obeying the mobs. Who do you obey? Who do you obey? That's the question. Who do you obey? Who is your allegiance to? Who is your obedience to? God or man? God or optics? Amen? Who is your obedience to? You must know who your obedience is to. You should. Because one day, you and I, individually, we will stand in the audience of one. Audience of one means you give account. Never forget it. To the Lord alone. On your obedience to Him. On your obedience to Him. So who would you rather obey? I know you can't say, just like Saul. Saul was trying to say, it is the people. Who is going to hear that one? Who has disobeyed? You. He has said, sorry, oh Lord. He was not passed. Who was the instruction given to? You. Not post. Amen? You say, oh Lord, it was that what? Oh Lord. It was my daddy. Daddy. Oh Lord. It was my mommy. Mommy what? It's gonna be you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the same way half obedience is disobedience, is the same way delayed obedience is disobedience. In the mission field, you must understand that our allegiance is to God. And to Him alone are we to obey. Him alone are we to obey. And today, we obey Him in the local church. How do we obey God? Instructions of the local church given to us. Instructions of your pastor to you is instructions of God to you. So you have to obey it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So delayed obedience is disobedience. Delayed. Look at Matthew 26, everybody. Matthew 26. While we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He shines on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all whom we trust and obey. Trust and obey. There is love. And went again and prayed the third time, saying these words. And then coming to his disciples. Now, if you read the account of Luke, Luke said, when he came the last time, their eyes were open. Okay, Master, let's pray. And he said to them, no, let's go. Right? But Matthew recorded something there. And he came to his disciples and said to them, sleep on now. He came to them three times and they were sleeping like fowls. They were just sleeping. Pray! Pray! You know, we're snoring. Your eyes are heavy. Let's pray. Oh, shut up. They were sleeping anyhow. Then the third time, their eyes were open. Just like you've been praying, you've been sleeping. When he starts saying, let's share the grace. Oh, the grace of our Lord Jesus. All the sleep wipes off. Jesus came the last time. Oh, master, let's pray now. And he said, no, sleep on. Take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. Hallelujah. Sleep on. Ah. May God not tell you to sleep on. May God not tell you to sleep on. Go to God. Your hour is gone. The time for prayer is gone. Sleep on. Don't worry. Amen. Continue sleeping. Go to God. Hallelujah. Let's read Luke account. Luke 22. Let me show you something from Luke account. Luke 22. Look at verse 45. And when he rose up from prayer and was come, Luke 22, right, to his disciple, he found them sleeping for sorrow. These guys were gone. Amen. Amen. And he said to them, why sleep as a rise, play, rise and pray, lest you fall into temptation. Amen. Can you see that? The less you fall. He said that to them twice. Right? And afterwards, what happened? They sleep on. So that means you, what he's saying to them is the fact that at that point, you cannot recover time. When you have walked in disobedience, right? Right? When you've delayed obedience, you can't, your time is not in your hands. Stop living your life as though time is in your hands. Time is not in your hands. Tell someone, time is not in your hands. Tell somebody, time is not in your hands. Tell the person, time is not in your hands. Let's make wise use of time. Tell the person, let's make wise use of time. Yeah, it's not in your hands. So that means obedience is not on your terms. If God is asking you to do something, get on it. How about you hearing me? When God is asking you to do something, you get on it. You get on it. Obedience can't be on your terms. Look at Luke 9. Luke 9. We're here a bit yesterday. Amen. Luke 9:57. And it came to pass, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Say, Lord, I will follow you. And some people who will say that to you when they hear the words that you pray, when they hear you saying Greek, Hebrew words, say, this word is lambano. You say, You say, oh, you can have another word, kata lambano. Say, hey, man of God, switch it. You say, when you look at it, or, you know, one of the person who is good with words, there's a wisdom. He said, the fenero. The feneru. This one is the feneru. From another word, feneru. You know, when he says, ah, man of God. He said, man of God. Ah, you I will follow. I maybe heard that a week to GPLR. You know, say, man of God, I will follow you. Ah, you are my father in the Lord. You know, say, okay. We are going for GPLR. You like the work. You like the words. But this, when you see the labor, just pray for 6 hours. I say, ah, are you sure the Lord really spoke to me? Amen. Amen. He said, Lord, I will follow you. And look at what Jesus said. He said, foxes have holes, and birds have, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Jesus is not saying he does not have a house. So. When he says he has no place to lay his head, he is telling you there is no convenience in the work. Hallelujah. He cleared the guy from the start. The work of ministry can be done in convenience at your terms. Hope you're hearing me. The work of ministry cannot be done at your terms. Verse 69, and he said to another, follow me. But that one said, Lord, suffer me to go and bury my father. I will follow you, but just give me 2 days. Can you see delay? Is it not delay obedience? Lord, just 2 days, let me make up my mind. And you said to him, let the dead bury their dead. Right? But go down and preach the kingdom of God. So, what Jesus is saying is that obedience must be apt. Obedience must be apt. Mustn't be delayed. If you are to obey God, you have to obey God. Hope you hear me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at 61. He said, Lord, I will follow thee. Another one. But let me go bid them farewell, which are the house, which are at home at my house. Lord, I will follow you. But let me go and say bye-bye. I will come and I will obey tomorrow. Lord, I will follow you. But sir, let me first of all be done with this fried rice and chicken. I use fried rice and chicken because that is some people's best food. Let me just down this one, then I will go out for evangelism. Delayed obedience. Delayed obedience. Can you hear me? Delayed. Remember what Jesus said. He said, no man, having put his hand on the plow and looking back his feet for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But sir, I will come back and do it. No. Once it's delayed, it is disobedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So you cannot serve God on your terms. You cannot serve God on your terms. What is Jesus showing here? He's showing them with this parable that there should be no delay in your obedience to God. You can't serve God on delayed obedience. You can't. You can't serve God on delayed obedience. It is taking your hands off the plow. Lord, I will do it, but let me first. But let me first. It's delayed obedience. Amen. Amen. You obey God. Say, I obey God. I obey God. I stay in my duty post. I'm in my duty post. I remain there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, in 2026, in God's mission field, you must be an obedient man. A man that obeys instructions. Because instructions is our life. Amen. Be a man of instruction. Remember I said this yesterday, I said be a local church man. Be a local church man. In 2026, from GPL Lab, if you don't take nothing home, make sure you take this one home. I am a local church man. Amen. I will stay in the local church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be a local church man. Let's look at Matthew 20 as we begin to close. Matthew 20, let's get back there again. Matthew 20. Jesus' parable. Look at verse 10. When he sent them into the harvest, remember that? There are different times. Did you remember the parable? The first hour he sent people, the second hour for a penny, till the 11th hour. Right? Look at verse 9. And when they came in that were hired at the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But the first came. Alright? But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house. That is one thing you must never have. Murmuring. Saying, the last have wrought but just 1 hour. That is, those that came the 11th hour only did 1 hour. Right? And you gave us equal. Which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Did thou not agree with me for a penny? Is that not what we agreed? Take that dinies and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. He said, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thy eye evil because I am good? Now, this is very, this becomes very vital to us today. God calls people into his harvest, right? And he uses us. Remember what I said to us yesterday, don't despise, right? Amen. Amen. So that means, look up here everybody. In your obedience to God, don't eye another man's work. That's what those laborers that were called in the first hours did to that, those in, at the 11th hour. They were eyeing another man's work. Don't look at another man's work. Stay on your obedience. When they hired them at the first hour, they hired them alone. Stay at your obedience. Don't look at another man's work. Don't look at another man's work. Stay with your work. Hope you hear me. Hope you hear me. And that's how I'm going to leave us this morning. Stay obeying God. Stay at your duty post. Hope you hear me. Stay where? At your duty post. Obeying God. That's your duty post, obeying God. Hallelujah. That's your duty post. Obey God. Don't eye another man's work. Don't eye what is happening in another man's church. Don't look at what is happening in another man's church. Don't try to compare another man's ministry with your own. Amen? The man is obeying God. You obey God. Are you hearing me? Some people, they look at other people's church, other people's ministry, what is happening to other ministers, and they don't even concentrate on what God is using them to do. One thing for me as your pastor is that I am scared of reading, of going through a scandal of a man of God. Why would I do it? Why? When there's a lot of work to do. Amen. You just ensure you don't get into scandals. And do the God's work. Why are you lending your voice to what does not concern you? For some people, they will read and read and read and read. They will talk and talk. They will. What is your problem? What is your problem? Stay on God's assignment to you. God has given you a work to do. Stay there. Why put your eye on another person's work? Why? 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 See, I'll stay obeying God. I will stay following God. See, remember I told you, following God, obeying God, right? It's not going to come easy. But you know what? You're going to toughen your skin and deafen your ears to the praises of men. You toughen your skin, deafen your ears to the praises of men. I will obey God and I will damn the consequences. When you say, I obey God, I will damn the consequences, it's not in mouth. I will obey God. Amen. I will obey God no matter what. There's this song we used to sing. I think I sang it yesterday. I will go with God to any length. You know the song? No matter the roughness of the road, I must go with God to any length. No matter the roughness of the road, I must go with God to any length. No matter the roughness of the road, I must go. Because when you say you're obeying God, you see things that entice you. You see things, you see, you know, someone told me, he said, being a Christian, that means I will stop going to Paris. You want to obey God and still carry this one. You want to carry idol and obey God. Amen? So that means you see things that your body will like, but you say, no. I've toughened my skin. I've deafened my ears to distractions. Amen? Amen. Toughen my skin. Deafen my ears to destruction. The praises of man. Amen. And that is who we are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're not going to budge at any point. We're going to keep obeying God on the mission field. And you know what we'll see? In the mission field, we'll see miracles, signs, and wonders. We'll see the work of the Lord wrought in the land. That's what we're going to see, because we are in obedience to God. We are in obedience to God. I will obey God. I will obey God. Amen? You know, when you begin to look at another man's work, you begin to give useless advice. Pastor, is it not good that we, this is our pulpit, let's do it like this. You have seen another man's work. You have seen another man's work. Amen. I close my eyes to other men's obedience. I will obey God. Hallelujah. I will stay with God's word to me, no matter what. I will stay with how God is leading me, no matter what. I will stay with how God is directing me and my local church, no matter what. I will stay. Amen. Amen. It doesn't matter what my body wants. It doesn't matter what the world is saying. I will stay obeying God. I will stay obeying God. I will stay obeying God. Pray. Turn that to a prayer. Say, Lord, help me. So stay obeying you. Say, Lord, help me. Pray. Say, God, help me. Amen. Here's what I said. I said, pray. Say, God, help me. You know, sometimes we think we can't ask God for help. Say, Lord, help me. To still obey you, God, help me. Pray, say, Lord, help me. You say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. To stay in obedience. Lord, help me. To keep my mind, to keep my body in check. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. I will go with God to any length, no matter the roughness of the road. I will go. Pray. They want to allow my emotion to rule me. Allow my feelings to have the dominant part of me. I won't, Lord. I won't be like the man who puts his hands on the plow and turn back. Lord, that I will be fit for your work. Say, Lord, help, make me fit.